Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour 英文小酒馆。关注公众号露露的英文小酒馆，加入我们的酒馆社群，邂逅更精彩、更广阔的世界。
Hi everyone, and welcome back to America Under the Microscope. 欢迎你回到闲话美国。Hello James.
Hi Lulu. Hi everyone.
So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, at the time of this recording, it was recently May 1st holiday in China. Mm-hmm. Where we had, you know, 5 days of rest and relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wanted to ask whether Chinese schools had kind of a spring break.
Spring break? What is that? We already have very long winter and summer holidays. Adding a spring break, you pretty much don't have to go to school the whole year.
Well, spring break in America is a one-week break that students have, usually in March or April.
That's right in the middle of the term. Why would you have a break?
Well, it's not always in the middle of the term. It depends on the school.
Mm.
So some schools have 3 academic terms a year.
Oh, I see. I know that. 有的国家是三个学期制的。So you have a spring break, a summer break, and a winter break.
Yeah, the end of the terms.
Mm.
And for other schools, it's the mid-term break.
Mm.
So in the spring, or in the fall, we have Thanksgiving break, which is a mid-term break.And then we have a spring break, which is another midterm break.
Oh, okay. So you have 2 extra midterm breaks.
Yeah.
But you know what? I sense that spring break is not as innocent as a midterm break. Just 1 week holiday, like, you know, we have May Day holiday. Not like that, because based on my years of experience either talking to people or really watching the TV and films.
Ah, that's your mistake, watching TV and films.
Yeah, spring break always has that crazy undertone.
All right, yes, this is true. Spring break has an image of being a wild, fun party time. Time where people will go to sunny beach locations. You have young men, young women,out playing, drinking, having fun. Well, this is something that does happen. Reality is a bit more boring.
It's not all beautiful people on the beach wearing bikinis.
Yeah, I wouldn't look very good on the beach.
首先给大家解释一下，就是美国的这个春假 Spring Break， 它有的时候在文化里面会有那种有点像特别是大学生啊或者年轻人这种狂欢的这样的春假这种感觉。You probably have seen it in many films and TV shows.
Yeah, it's a common theme.
But does every student get it? Like university students and also even secondary school students?
Yeah, so American students have spring break at all levels of school. So there's a spring break in elementary school, middle school, high school, university.Yeah, not all at the same time, which can be a pain for parents.
Parents don't get any break.
No, because it's not a holiday. So this is one of the things. For university, yeah, university student doesn't go to school. They can take care of themselves. But when you have, like, elementary school students, they have a week off from school. You still have to go to work.
And who's going to take care of them?
This causes some issues because for some parents, they don't like spring break for the younger students because child care is important.
Yeah. But we're not going to focus on kids.
No, we'll focus on the university level.
Because kids, what are they going to do? They're going to stay at home and do
what
they do.
They're going to play video games all day is what they do. For college, now, during spring break at college, the reality is most students just go home.
Oh, is that boring?
Yeah, well, because most American students don't have enough money to go travel to the beach and have fun, unless you live near.
I see. So let me guess, you were quite far away from the beach when you were in university.
Yeah, so my university is way up in the north. If I wanted to travel somewhere to have a fun, warm, sunny beach vacation, I would have to go to the south part of California.Which is a pretty good distance away. And airline tickets were kind of expensive. I was a poor student. I didn't have enough money to fly down there, let alone pay for accommodation, food, and all those other things.
It is costly. I mean, the whole point of spring break, if you believe in the pop culture, it's supposed to be not that costly when you just go to a nearby beach and then you just drink cheap alcohol and then you just party all day.
Yeah, so that's fine if you can do that. So if you're someone who lives in California, yeah, that's easy to do.
Mm.
Or if you live, a lot of the case in the East Coast, it's a lot easier to get to beach locations at a much lower price.
Mm. What are the big beach locations, spring break locations?
Well, the most common ones, most popular ones, at least inside the country, would be Florida.
Florida. Sunny, always
sunny. Sunny, warm. That's a good time of year. Lots of people live there.
Mm.
So big thing. You also get quite a few people in like South Carolina.
Mm.
California? Not as much. Because California also has lots of beaches.
Mm.
But the location of the California beaches are always in kind of high-cost areas.
So it might be cheaper to go to some other states.
But a real big one is actually going to Mexico.
Is it because going to Mexico in some situation is actually cheaper than partying inside the country?
There's two reasons for this. Mm. One, it's cheaper. Second, the drinking age.
Oh, of course, because in America, you got to be over 21 to drink.
You have to be 21 to drink.
And in Mexico?
I don't know. There's no drinking age in Mexico.
I see. So you sort of bypass that. You don't even have to
make fake ID. I had my first drinks in Mexico.
And when was that, I dare ask?
In middle school.
Wow. Oh, I see. So they go there to bypass the drinking age rule.
Right. So Mexico is cheaper. They can drink. So if you wanted to go drinking in America at spring break, you have to be 21 to buy the stuff.
Mm.
So going to Mexico, you don't have to be. So you can do that. Things are cheaper. But then again, you still need to pay for transportation.
Yeah.
And not all students have that.
I suppose some students would just carpool.
Carpooling is an option. That's one thing you can do. And even going to Mexico. But the locations for spring break in Mexico would be a really long drive.
That is
true. You drive there 3 days, have 1 day of break, and drive 3 days back home and go to school.
Doesn't sound that much fun. It becomes a road trip rather than a beach holiday.
Yeah, a road slog.
Yeah, but the whole point of spring break is just basically drinking, dancing, having fun.
Yeah, what students do that go on these spring break trips, a big part of it is hanging out with your friends, going swimming on the beach, drinking, dance clubs, partying. Mm. Meeting people, making friends, finding romance, stuff like that.
Making bad decisions. Lots of bad decisions.
Well, they're young college students.
True.
They have to learn.
Yeah. But there are also a lot of sort of advertising opportunities when it comes to spring break. I know there are a lot of brands who are gearing towards young people.
Right.
They would use that spring break as some sort of a selling point.
Yeah, so if you watch a lot of advertising, you'll see, not so much now, but if you watch them like a couple months ago in America, they would be like, buying these clothes for spring break, come to this location, or this is the perfect spring break food, spring break drink, and so on and so on and so on and so on and so on. So they do target towards these college students. But also, some of these towns directly target them because these towns can make a lot of money on the spring breakers.
Oh, so but these towns, they probably don't have a lot of local residents. They're mostly just shops or whatnot for tourism.
They're mostly tourist city locations. But usually the time is spring break is not a busy travel season.
Oh, it's a low season.
It's a low season for a lot of places because, well, people have to work. There's no big public holidays.
I see.
Because students don't all have spring break at the same time. So you have a group of people who can take a break.
Mm.
So you can bring them there to make money off of them.
Mm. But are there any problems?
Yes.
Associated with spring break? I would imagine when that amount of, not teenagers, young college students.
They're teenagers.
Well, some of them might not be teenagers, but anyhow, the people around 20, they're partying, they're drinking, they're bound to do stupid things, not just having a few bad dates, but perhaps even doing things illegal.
Well, the most common illegal activity during spring break is underage drinking. So while, yes, they're in America, the drinking age is 21, so they're not going to go drink in a bar, they're going to go drink in somebody's house.
I see. We'll get one person to buy the drinks.
They get someone to buy it. It's not that difficult to
get
it. So there are a lot of kids that get caught by the police and issued tickets for underage drinking.
Mm.
And then you also get all the problems caused by drinking. You get drunk driving is a common issue during spring break. Fights, because drunk people do
fight.
Yeah. You also get
vandalism.
Vandalism is really common.
Is drug a big problem?
Yeah, unfortunately, you got young people, no supervision. They want to have fun. And so, yeah, they will buy drugs. So that's not uncommon. And a lot of kids get, it's like, oh, we're going to go spring break, get drugs. And then the police show up.
So you can make some pretty bad decisions that will affect your life.
Yeah, there are students that sometimes do some really dumb things. And the school finds it and it's like, kick you out.
One thing that I think the relevance of spring break is back in last year, around the spring break time.
When
the whole pandemic thing was still very, very iffy, when its case number has been rising in America. But we've all seen the news reports where the kids are like still wanting to go to spring break. They're like, they cannot.
It's like, I'm not going to get sick. I'm young and healthy.
Yeah.
And yeah, that happened. That was actually we were here in China at the time. All of us were like locked up in our homes, all working from home, talking to our friends, all completely only online. And then we look at Americans like, these students are still going on spring break on the beach. And then to nobody's surprise, a lot of them got sick.
Yeah. Anyhow, when you're young, you're bound to do something stupid. So I know some of our listeners are actually currently in the United States, or they were there to study. They had the experience of living there, studying there. So if you have ever experienced spring break, or if you live in other countries, you've experienced something similar, because I know Chinese have never really experienced spring break, let us know in the comment section. And thank you, James, for coming to the show. We'll see you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
各位喜欢酒馆的小伙伴们，酒馆已经开始有短视频了。在微信视频号和抖音上搜索露露的英文小酒馆，
在最新发布的视频里给我们留言吧。
教堂屋檐有怪兽那一集下面的高赞留言，
前三名酒馆铺子都有好礼送哦。酒馆又踏上了新的征程，
来围观不正经的露露吧。别忘了关注点赞，以后每周视频上新就不会错过了。